What's up, everybody? It's your old friend, John Middlecoff. I'm here to tell you about our friends at Game Time. Here's what I need you to do. Go to your smartphone, download a little app called Game Time. Baseball season's in full swing. Oracle Park. Been there a million times. Never doesn't live up to the hype. Go get yourself some garlic fries, a brewski, maybe some ice cream. They have very good Ghirardelli ice cream there. And when you do that, promo code HAM. So download the Game Time app. Your first pair of tickets, promo code HAM, H-A-M, save $20. The A's, only going to be in the Bay Area for the rest of this season. You probably can basically go for free. Just buy a pair of tickets to any baseball game. They also have comedy shows if you want to check one of those out, or concerts. Game Time app, promo code HAM, save yourself $20. We don't even need a thank you. Just hammer that promo code.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jed York has been the guy at the front of the table for the 49ers for a while. He's been the face of this thing for a while. They've made quote-unquote power moves. They got a Super Bowl. They built their own stadium in the state of California. I know we talk about, oh, I wish it was here, and I do, but you build your own stadium, you get credit for that. Like, you get credit for that. That said, this was much easier to do than build a stadium. The Raiders are not playing at AT&T Park. That is not going to happen. And why is that not going to happen, John?
Hashtag Oracle guy.
Thank you. The Raiders are not going to play there at Oracle Park. And why is that not going to happen?
Because Jed said the two most powerful words in the English dictionary.
They hell
go,
no?
Hell no. Yeah, they're N-O. No chance.
I was wondering what your first word was going to be. Were you planning on hell?
No, I was just, I meant most powerful two letters. Oh. N-O. I said words. You know, we'd been talking about this for a while. The story had kind of gained traction. And it, I don't know, felt legitimate, but Raj, was it last week, tweeted that they were in talks. I was a little shocked the Giants jumped in bed with them, but, you know, we talked about their money whores, and so am I. I don't blame you for taking a check. I mean, who's really not in business? But as Raj tweeted yesterday, guy, one thing the Giants found out is how difficult it is to do business with
Raj
the Raiders.
Raj Mathai, NBC Bay Area.
Tweeted out how difficult it was to do business with the Raiders. And I'd say you even take a step back. Like, the Raiders had zero control in this whole deal. Like, Jed owns that city. Like you said, whether we like it or not, I wish the thing was closer. But it's not. You know, and that's never going to change. This isn't like a something you can pick up and move. It's there in perpetuity, right? Unless they build another one, which clearly with the way the costs are going, that ain't happening. That thing, Niners are going to be playing there for a long freaking time. So you just got to deal with it. And hell, the Raiders might be this year too. But Jed City is San Francisco. And his fan base litters that city. That is his consumer. They pay his bills. I think people are so confused about this. And it's kind of a narrative that started to bother me. How fans don't, like, fans do pay for everything. Literally everything that a team has. Every salary, everything. And part of that, the way the business model is set up now, is just eyeballs, right? Just TV ratings. But your time, if you give them 3 hours every week and you do big ratings, well, every 5 or 6 years, well, however they negotiate these TV deals, factor in. Like, it's a big deal. They need your time. And people consistently give it to the Niners, to the 49ers, who do massive television ratings in a massive market. So this one wasn't like a lot of people kept tweeting at me like, why does Jed even care? It's just 7 games. Now, it wasn't about if it was one game. No, you're not fucking playing in the market that I own.
Well, here's an example, John, of
You fuck the local people too. That plays a part here.
Well, it plays a part in the optics. It's not, you know, is Jed standing up for Oakland? No, and no one asks him to, right? But that doesn't matter. That's not what this is about. You don't give up leverage when you have leverage for nothing as a favor. A favor means you're getting something back. What would they have gotten back? Like you said, obviously the league didn't care enough. The league's like, we don't have to. They're probably thinking, we don't have to give Jet a Super Bowl to let them play at AT&T because we'll just, they'll just play at his place. We don't have to give anybody anything. They obviously didn't care enough to push him on it. So this comes down to the Niners had the right. You know, a lot's been made over the years of the Giants should give the A's territorial rights to San Jose. They should give it back because the A's originally gave it to them to help the Giants stay. Now, why did the A's do it? Well, it wasn't just goodwill. Part of the hope was if we give them San Jose, maybe they'll move down there. Maybe they'll move away from San Francisco, and then we'll get access that we'll really be able to battle over the city. So it was partly goodwill, maybe, I guess. I wasn't in the room.
Did the A's give it to them or sell it to them? Didn't they give it to them?
Yeah, give.
Yeah, that's you give. Said give. I always thought they just gave it to them. They didn't sell it to them.
So, and I don't know the full intricacies of the deal, but this is the basics, right?
Yeah.
So people say, well, look, the Giants, you guys, they gave it to you. You should give it back. No, nobody should ever do that, A. And B, there's another side of it, which is the purchase price of the A's accounted for the fact that they didn't have that part of the market. So the ownership group now, that's part of the deal. But whatever, the teams don't spend any time worrying about it. I don't spend any time worrying about it. But the point is this. When you have a market, you don't just give it to somebody else. So what if they're going to, I need a place to stay. I know you don't know me. I need a place to stay only for a month. Can I stay at your place rent free? Would it really help me out? No, you cannot. I'm not doing something for you. This is business. Here's a reminder. This podcast is brought to you by Eaze, EAZE.com. Use our promo code HAM and you'll get $20 off your first order.
Plus over $50, guy, a free delivery. Also brought to you by berries.com. That's berries.com. You go to the microphone at the top right-hand corner, promo code HAM, $19.99 for berries.
Now back to the pod.
But the most powerful part of their business is,
I guess this is a little different. That's not the best example. It's like, can I stay at somebody else's place?
Well, here's an example. You're a married man. Knock on wood, this is not going to happen. But let's say she left you tomorrow. She leaves you tomorrow.
Yeah, Alyssa, it's happened before.
Yeah, you get a divorce tomorrow.
I feel good about it, but yeah.
You bought the ring. Right. She has the ring now.
Right.
Do you still own that ring once you separate, or is that her ring forever?
I believe that's a gift, yeah.
I believe that's a gift, too. And in every situation I've ever heard, and you read some celebrities, when the ring gets crazy price points, like, you don't own that ring anymore the moment you put it on her finger.
Ariana Grande gave it back, though, right?
That was
And now Pete's dating Kate Beckinsale. I don't know if you
caught that. But I would say this. Weren't they dating for like 2 months? Like, didn't the guy?
I think it was like 2 weeks.
So it was a situation. But if you have a normal person relationship, let's just say, before you get married, minimum over 12 months or something. And you get that ring is no longer yours. Now, again, to me, this is even bigger. The cash in the city is really important to Jed. Not just the people, but their money, their time, the history, the generations. Like, it's hard to do apples to apples because there is not this situation anywhere else, right? So it's hard to even quantify it for people listening that don't live around this area, but no other owner would even fathom of not. And to me, it's like why Jed doesn't totally get that much credit. I give him a little, but every owner in the NFL, I don't even know what the hell Mark would do, but every other owner would have said no in that situation, right? They would want, if that was like their cash cow market or one of their cash cow markets, little micro, economy and group of their consumers. I've kind of wrapped my head around that. I don't know if a Super Bowl would have been enough, guy. I don't even know if it would have been worth it because you might get a Super Bowl again in like the next 15 years.
There's something symbolic. And what about if what about when you're playing games on this? Yeah, there's just no reason for it. It's such an easy decision. Irony is, this is why do I want somebody to stay in my place for free? Analogy doesn't work. It's because it's better for him. He'd rather than play in his stadium.
See, I don't even think he cares about that. I think he'd rather not have them play in the stadium.
Well, there's no doubt, but I'm just saying, if given the choice between Oracle Park and Levi's Stadium, the choice is I want them at Levi's, because you know what's different there is part of what's different there. A, it's not in San Francisco. B, they're kind of your tenant. Like, they're playing in a stadium with red seats. You know, like, it's clear to everybody that you are in charge of them when they're in your – even if you're not.
Okay, I agree there 100%. Mark's kind of fucked right now because – here's the other thing about Oracle / AT&T
Park.
/ just where the Giants play.
The OP.
Is it's just, it'd be one thing if it was like just another football stadium that was being unused. You'd be like, oh, it'd be kind of an easy transition. The transition was, as you said in the last podcast, both sidelines are on the same side. It's not built for football. And it's just the preseason games, again, would be on dirt. As a lot of people writing, like, did they even realize that you also play preseason games? The logistics of the Giants schedule, it just was a sneaky nightmare. And it was clear that I'll be interested the more the information comes out. Like, Larry, with spring training right around the corner, is going to be asked about this. Is there a chance that they weren't as active? And I was thinking about this last night in doing the – it was more the Raiders being super aggressive. And then I did think – remember, probably within the last month, the Giants did release a statement. So maybe that's – why would they release a statement if they weren't that active, countering my own question, right? Like, they were kind of active because they did release a statement like, yeah, we have engaged in talks, nothing's imminent or anything. Yeah. Why would they release that? Maybe it's just basic PR. You just say, yeah, we've talked.
Right.
So you're just being transparent with your season ticket holders. Also, just how many people – let's say you've been a season ticket holder, like you're a company. And you have good seats, and you've spent a decent amount of money. You got four seats for the 81 games for the last 20 years they've been there. So you've – whatever that number is. But a decent – I mean, it's just a lot of cash over a long period of time. You're like, I don't want – I mean, I think it would be bad for business for them.
If I'm a season ticket holder, why is it bad for business for me?
Because why would I want to even think about other people just – I don't know.
In my seat?
Yeah, I guess – to me, there was because there is some. It's not like Boston or Philly. Like, can you imagine if someone basically what the Raiders did is they said, "Fuck you to the Bay Area, we're leaving." Now this area is a little different because we got other teams, but that's what they did. So the Giants were kind of throwing them a bone to like, "Oh, you can screw over people of this area, and we'll still do business with you for a short period of time, even though we know you're leaving for your new girlfriend." That's where. Again, the situations, it doesn't exist anywhere else.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
But that would not fly anywhere else. Like, they literally, you and I know these people that are season ticket holders that feel like, God, I'm getting screwed here with the Raiders, the way they're treating them the last several years. And the Giants were, like, throwing them a life raft just to, like, get them back to shore for the, you know, just unneeded. When the Giants are kind of like the staple of community around
here. Yeah, it's a weird time in Bears sports, right? I mean, at a time where... we're talking about the basketball team's going to move across the bay to right by where AT&T Park.
Well, you see Kawakami tweeting yesterday about Lacob not being on board. Like, he didn't want him either because they
absolutely he doesn't want him.
There were going to be Sundays when they had games or practice. Not was like, what if they don't even play on Sunday? He's like, well, they practice there.
Yeah. No,
we're paying for this this area. We're helping the Giants out.
Right.
This is not the rate. We're not giving. No.
Fascinating stuff, John. This is as expected. You know, it's funny. I get people reach out to me like, "You said they weren't going to go," and I don't like. Yeah, you're right. I did. I feel like even I. It's weird. I feel like even though they're going, they're done it. They're going to Vegas. I still feel like all the logic I use to argue why I didn't think they would actually go, like, keeps getting supported.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it's not even arguable that they're a disaster franchise. That's not arguable. It is not arguable. Andy Dolich said the other day they're struggling to get signage. They had to do the refunds and lower the price points, and it's just clear the way they're operating. Like, I saw Tim tweet this morning when I was going to get coffee, like, "Don't worry, Raider fans. In 2020, when you're in Vegas, everything will be normal. They'll figure everything out." You know? It's like, hey, guys, like, shit shows don't change, and – you're kind of seeing it with the Lakers. When Luke Walton signed up, they had issues, right? Because the brother had to win or he was going to get demoted. And then the daughter and then Jeannie took over. and then they like kind of fired the brother, and it kind of got weird, and then Magic came on. Like, they have, they're the Lakers. They have a lot of money. They're this famous franchise. They're 50 times more famous franchise than the Raiders, but they are very dysfunctional. Like, you don't just shake dysfunction quickly. It's hard, right? When you just have, it's just difficult, you know? Yeah. And I think the Raiders, a little like the Lakers sometimes, when you just hold on to sacred cows type stuff, which the Raiders are king of, and the Lakers kind of are too, can just get you in trouble.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.